Of course, Thursdays means we also relive the 2007 football victories against Auburn and West Virginia. Got to be careful not to have the same games going on at the same time over on Bulls Unlimited 2, as all month long we're giving you 21 classics for 2021. Yes, a hint, the Auburn and West Virginia games are both among the top 21 all-time classics, so follow us on Twitter at Bulls Unlimited for the exact airtimes. It wasn't a classic, unfortunately, for the men's basketball team. We told you how strong Tulsa was, having won 5 in a row coming into the Yingling Center and having a defensive reputation, which it lived up to. Brandon Rashal, star player, outstanding, but he picked up 2 early fouls. But that Tulsa defense, they know how to defend with their zone, and the Bulls just had nothing doing. Until this key sequence of the game made it a game, 14-4 before it started, and the Bulls actually tied things up.
X is wide open, launches a 3, that one misses. Tipped by USF's Rayshon Williams into the hands of Castaneda. Here's Chapman with a 3. That's good! That's what we're talking about. Rayshon gives you right there.
Yeah, and that was hugely needed by the Bulls, cutting the lead to 14-7.
To Caleb Murphy, pushing in transition, cut off at the 3-point line. They stay right in front of him. Boy, it's really no real opportunity. Here's a little push off and jumper by Xavier Castaneda. How subtle was that? Little push with the right hand to create some real estate, and he knocks down the jumper.
That's a veteran move. He created some space for himself, then hit the fall away.
JB on the dribble, around 2 guys, off the window, rolled off. Durr rebound, put back, no call. Got his own rebound again. They rip it out of his hands. It's loose. He dives on it. Left side, here's Rayshon. Loads up a 3, off the rim. Durr rebound. No, there's finally the foul. Goodness, I was waiting for the call on another offensive rebound by Durr, and I'm out of gas.
You have got to take your cap, tip your cap to Michael Durr and the hard work he did on that possession. 3 rebounds alone.
Here's Haywood. He's looking down on the low post. Nothing available. Bulls are pushing and shoving down there. Joyner's going to launch a 3, and he makes another one. Elijah Joyner was 5-for-18 coming into this game today. He's now 3-for-3. Caleb. He's got his jets turned on. Pass to Jameer Chaplin. Cut into the basket. Possible 3-point play. Here's a jumper from the elbow. Jameer Chaplin elevates and hits. And suddenly we have a 5-point game with 4.5 minutes to play.
That's what I'm talking about. A little mid-range game instead of just jacking it up from 3. They got a better shot that time. We're able to get 2 points on the board.
Justin Brown to the top to Caleb Murphy. Shot clock cut in half. Caleb with the ball like a yo-yo. Around 2 guys. Tough floater is good. Drifting to his left, he floated it over a guy on a finger roll on the right hand. Wow, what a shot.
And the best part of that was just the speed, the burners that he turned on to get past his defender and get to the basket.
Ida Wu, trapped by Alexis Yetna, spins, throws up a left-handed shot that's way short. Rebound by Caleb Murphy, pushing in transition. Right side pass, Justin Brown. Now they slow it down to Murphy. Bulls are down 3. Here's a lob, and it's caught by Chaplin around the basket. Got fouled, got it to go anyway. What a play by Jameer Chaplin.
He had a great game. 9-0 run, game was tied. Luke Anderson obviously brought off the bench to shoot 3s as no one was hitting them for the Bulls. Gets a 2, but then after that, the key sequence I referenced, I hate lucky bank shots, and this one killed the Bulls. And no edits in this sequence, it's less than a minute. It's how it unfolded in real time, and I thought the key sequence of the game.
Luke Anderson, he's going to spot up from 16. Fire, good! And look at the bench go bonkers!
Russell Chiwas holding his chair above his head. Like he's, at a dance club or something. Amazing. Yeah, they clearly are in Russell or Luke Anderson's corner.
22-22 tie. Anderson came into the game averaging 1.3 points per game. Here's a step back by Joyner. That's off the backboard and in from straight on. He missed it so bad that it went in.
Not going to apologize for it, but every basketball player knows that's not a great shot.
There's a steal by Tulsa. Joyner got the steal. Now he leaves it for Jackson, who goes in for a two-handed dunk. They pick the pocket of Caleb Murphy, and the lead is back to 4.
Well, that happened quickly. The Bulls trailing by 4 after tying it twice.
I'm not telling you that the Bulls definitely win if that bank shot doesn't bank in. I'm just telling you it would have gone differently, and unfortunately we never got a chance to find out now. To be fair, it was a 2-point lead for Tulsa at the half, and the Bulls again came out sluggish with Tulsa. Just the opposite. 9-0 run to start the second half with Austin Ritchie scoring 7. That's more than his average. He started hitting 3s. He was the Elijah Joyner in the second half. To be fair, he did hit more than 100 3s in JUCO last year, but they didn't need Rashal to do much. Still, the outstanding Brandon Rashal led the Hurricane again with 15 points. On the Bulls' side, stunning. No points for David Collins, 4 fouls. No points for Justin Brown, 0-for-9 on 3s. Had a look at a wide-open 3 that would cut it to 3 with about 7 minutes left, and it just wasn't happening. And Alexis Yetna, no points until the last 3 minutes. Chaplin, as I said, was great. 16 points, 12 each for Murphy and Castaneda. But the Bulls, just 3 for 22 on threes. And that's a stat that the Bulls led the conference in going into Wednesday night. Of course, you have to credit Tulsa with a lot of that. But Brown, who was on a school record-setting season as far as threes goes, has some work to do after that 0 for 9. Speaking of school records, not since Kentrell Gransbury had a Bull gotten to double digits in rebounds for 5 straight games. Big-time credit to Mike Durr for getting there with his 11 boards. Tulsa, certainly an NCAA candidate for an at-large now, actually leading the conference, 4-1, 7-3 overall, but tie with Houston. Remember, they beat the Cougars, so there's your tiebreaker. Bulls in 6th place at 2-3. Big game against the team right underneath them, ECU, this Saturday at 1. Brian Gregory spoke with Jim and Joey after the game. That's part of our full game replay if you want to check it out at the end, of course. And for all the airtimes, go to our Twitter page, @BullsUnlimited. That's Bulls Beat for Thursday. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm Derek Sharp.